You're listening to To The Max. To The Max. Only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everybody. What's going on? You're listening live to The Max. I am your host, Max, and I'm finally live in LA. Big up to LA. First off, I got to tell y'all, happy birthday to Emily Proctor. Check her out on CSI Miami Monday nights. Check out your local listings at CBS.com. I'll see you tomorrow morning, Emily. Who else? Happy birthday to my friend Allison, Yvette, and Amanda Annan. She was on my show once before, so happy birthday to you. So everyone, I don't even know where to start. I'm here in the studio, and we are packed. We look like a bunch of Mexicans trying to cross the border in a station wagon. There's like 47 of us in here. But so we're here in LA, and it's been a crazy week. And what I'm going to do, I'm just going to start with the show because we have so many people here in the studio that we got so much stuff to cover. So on that note, here we go. Tonight we have two people that I'm sitting across from right now, Miss Sybil Hall, don't laugh, and Mr. Phoenix Stone. And
What's going on, Max?
Hey, Max.
Hey, y'all. How you doing?
Oh, great. We are good.
All right. I'm going to let y'all introduce yourselves.
Introduce ourselves? Yeah. I mean, you know, we are...
Now, you heard them before. They've been on my show because y'all remember Varsity Fan Club. Check out their myspace.com/Varsity Fan Club. They're banging the charts right now on Disney Radio.
Yeah, they're actually on Top 40 Radio across the country right now. They're on tour, doing very well. They're actually number 3 on MySpace. Record comes out January 13th. It's been crazy for these guys. I mean, you know, they're on your show, and a lot of people called in. They got to talk to a lot of people, a lot of their fans. But they're out there on the road actually meeting them. So check their website, varsityfanclub.com, or Varsity Fan Club, their MySpace, to find out where they are if they're in a city near you.
And the reason why they exist is because of Phoenix and Sybil. So why don't you tell us about your company, which is what, Stone Hall Productions?
Yeah, Stone Hall Entertainment. Yeah, Sybil and I met... Was it 15 years ago, maybe? We've been doing this a long time, since 1992. And we started, we put together brands, we turn them into bands. We have a record company, publishing company, touring company, merchandising company, and we oversee all aspects of these brands. And, the first one we started with back a long time ago was the Backstreet Boys. And so it kind of dates me to say we've been working together 15 years, but it's true. I was 3 years old when I started.
And if y'all saw them, there's nothing dated about them.
That's right.
Especially you, Sybil.
I know, thank you.
So, all right. So now Sybil's sitting back there right now. She's like, all right, here's the deal. Before I go any further, because I've got to say hi to someone, and I totally forgot, but life goes on. So I have to say hi to Sarah. She's out there listening right now. So thank you for listening to The Max on LA Talk Radio. So moving along, Sybil and Phoenix. Tonight we have two of your writers.
We do.
In the studio.
We do. We have Gabe Lopez and Michelangelo, and both are signed to Stone Hall Publishing, and we've got a joint venture with Rondor Universal, and they're two of our... we love all of our writers and producers, but these are two of our very strong ones and are coming with a lot of great songs. They've written a bunch of songs on the Varsity Fan Club record, a bunch of songs on our artist Kelly Crosley. And
who's coming up on the show?
She is. She's a superstar.
Tonight, onto the Max.
She is unbelievable. We'll talk about her in a minute because there's a lot to be said about Kelly Crosley. And they're also writing for a brand new band that we've just put together and just kind of starting to put them through the Stone Hall boot camp. And they're called the East West Boys, and they're sitting here as well. And we are launching their record in Asia first, and then we're going to bring them to Europe and then back over here. So these guys are the songwriters behind these amazing superstars.
Now, when he says these guys, he's in referencing to Michael and Gabe, and I'm going to pull up their mics right now because we got them here live in the studio. We have a Stone Hall family reunion.
This is great.
Right here in LA Talk Radio Studio in Los Angeles, where I'm airing live out of. And we also got to say we got Casey Galbraith in the house, everyone. He's a photographer. You can check out his website, Casey Galbraith. That's all right. Check out his website anyway. It's CaseyGalbraith.com. It's not his photography site, but he's just in the house right now, and we're chilling with Casey. So thank you for Casey. We're going to do a little photo montage afterwards. But anyway, so without any further ado, I'm going to introduce to you Michael and Gabe.
Hey.
Hey, Max. And
what's
Max.
Going on?
How's it going?
Max.
Welcome back to LA.
I'm Dunno. Before we do anything, Gabe's got a CD, everyone. You can check out his website, which is GabeLopez.com. And yeah. This Is About You is his CD.
Yeah.
So, you see, everyone's doing their own thing. So, Gabe, how did you get introduced to Phoenix and Silver?
I got lucky. I've been producing a lot of artists while working on my own stuff. So concurrently, while I'm doing the singer-songwriter thing, I'm also a producer for other people. And I was producing one artist named Drew, who ultimately got cast into Varsity Fan Club. And he said, you got to meet Phoenix and Sybil. You got to meet them. They're amazing. They work really hard for you. And so I did some research, and then I was really nervous when I met them after seeing their list of credits. But I met them, and, you know, they're awesome people to work with. They definitely know their game. And they said, hey, you know, we'd like to have you on board and get you as a producer and songwriter first, kind of get you some credits under your belt, and then after that, really help to push you as an artist. So right now, I'm just having a blast producing these other artists and writing for them.
Absolutely. Both these guys, I'll tell you, Michelangelo and Gabe Lopez, are artists in their own right as well. I mean, not only are they songwriters and producers and all that kind of stuff, they're both extremely talented.
Got it going on.
Got it going on. That was Michelangelo. Do you have a website?
I have a MySpace.
Hit, drop it.
MySpace.com/MAngelo2007. And if you're wondering why I kept it 2007, it's because 2007 is the year I got signed up to my publishing deal with these cats over here.
With Sybil and Phoenix.
Rock and
Phoenix
roll.
And Sybil.
So, now, you guys have been writing directly right now for Varsity Fan Club?
Yeah.
Yeah, for the last year and a half, basically.
What songs did you write? Because a lot of my listeners know them from when they were on my show.
There's a song called Used to Be Lonely that's going to be on their album.
Hey, we did with Phoenix.
We co-wrote with Phoenix at his house. His nice house, if you've ever been there.
And, Ghost is one of the...
We were actually locked out of the gate tonight, Sip and I. And we were standing there like two shanty hoes waiting for him to let us in.
That happened to me for 2 weeks once.
But when the gate finally opened, we were granted access to the kingdom of Phoenix.
And then we have Love in the Club.
Yeah,
which,
that's a big
Gabe
favorite.
Did that track a while back, and then gave it to Drew and I. And then Drew and I blessed our writing on it, and then we got Phoenix involved in the writing, and then a couple members of Varsity actually are on that song too also. It's Thomas Fist and Jake Purdy.
Great. Now,
you guys did a bunch of songs, though. There's a bunch of
them. Yeah, there's four songs for me, like seven from him. Like, there's a bunch of...
Multi-talented. Now, in this room, have you guys written any songs for anyone who's sitting in here?
For
right
sure.
Now?
Some of them know, some of them don't know yet.
For everybody in here.
For everyone.
Even got a little sum for Sybil.
Oh, you beat me down.
Oh, really?
No, she's like, what?
Well, there's actually an amazing song that our artist Kelly Crosley did called Hostage that these guys wrote.
We actually have that live on the show tonight. When Kelly comes on, we're going to play.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So,
I tell you what, that song is like, it was actually playing at one of my parties, and a guy who does a bunch of circuit parties in San Francisco, Chicago, started playing it at these places, and they said that it started going crazy. And then from that, Kelly started getting a lot of hits to her MySpace.
Yeah,
and,
everyone, check out, you know what, if you're just tuning in and you didn't know who's going to be on the show tonight, go to myspace.com/Kelly Crosley. That's KellyCrosley. You can check out her page there. And then if you want to call in and talk to anybody, I might be so kind to answer the phone tonight at 323-203-0815. That's the number here to the studio. And call in. I might answer. I might not. We'll see. See how much time we have. But so yeah, I'm looking at the site right now. And when we were coming over here to the studio, Phoenix is addicted to his iPod and addicted to Kelly. And he's like, "You gotta hear this." And I was like, "Wow, she's got it going on." So we're gonna
that was one song. Of those songs that, like, when you're in the studio writing, sometimes you get done with a song and you're like, you know, it's all your songs to you are your babies. So it's like they all have a special place to you. But when I finished writing that song, I was just like, "Wow, this is a hit." And then as soon as we get it to Phoenix and Sybil, we, you know, always just MP3 it to them, their emails. And then we get this phone call, like, immediately back saying, "Dude, this is the hottest thing I've heard. This is amazing." So it was a good song.
It's a good one.
Hostage is the song, and we're going to air it on To the Max in just a little bit. So I want you all to stay here and listen to this show. I'm going to do a real quick commercial, but I don't know what I'm going to do. You know what? Let's talk about Tesla Motors. Go to TeslaMotors.com because there is now in production the 100% electric car. It goes 0 to 60 miles per hour in 3.9 seconds with 1,400 RPM red lines, burns no oil. Check out their page because, you know what? Drive that car. What can I tell you? And buy their gear. You know. I mean, you know what? It do. Drop your bank at TeslaMotors.com. Hot car. Don't drink and drive. Stay over at your friend's house. They might become your next lover. That was my whole campaign for the summer. Summer's over. Fall is here. So that's TeslaMotors.com. Check them out. Wow. And all right. So you know what? Do you guys? So right now we got Gabe. We got everybody here. But we got so many names in this house. We got Gabe, we got Michael, Sybil, and Phoenix on air right now. But real quick, because while we're talking about things, I got to talk to Sybil real quick. So, Phoenix, you got to give up the mic.
I know he's hogging it.
I know, clearly. So, Sybil, get in that mic.
Jump in there, baby.
Now, I know Sybil wants to say hi to some people that we met today.
Oh, yes. We have to say hi to Brenda.
Brenda.
Go ahead.
Brenda's at Hollywood Wigs. Go check Brenda out. She's at 6530 Hollywood Boulevard, Hollywood Wig, Women and Men's Wig and Styling.
She is the best stylist I've ever met in my life, and she's beautiful. And tell her Bobby Sue said hi.
Right. And Ellen's the manager.
Yes, they're amazing.
And they love us. So, and then we ate today at a restaurant.
Ulysses Voyage. It's in the Grove, and it's amazing. And Petros was our waiter. Asked for him. It was the best food ever.
And the baklava.
Amazing baklava.
So goes, if I'm ever sick in bed, this is all I want.
That's true. It was absolutely
and
delicious.
And I question her on that. But, oh.
No, it was good.
Was it good?
Yeah,
it was really good.
The food is amazing.
Yeah, you're going to be my new co-host.
I know. Wow. But someone will laugh all the time.
Show me more cleavage. So, all right. Also, we got to talk about.
Oh my gosh, the best shoes in the world, Lady Studio. And that's all. It's actually next to Hollywood Wigs. It's Lady Studio. They have the best exotic shoes on the planet. And that's at 6500 Hollywood Boulevard. Or does that say 6300?
6500.
6500, amazing.
Amazing.
Lady Studio.
Amazing.
They have the best
shoes ever. Sylvia had a good time going down Hollywood Boulevard the other
and
day.
And so did Max.
I'm afraid to ask.
We had a good time.
All I know, Max has the best. You have the best walk I've ever seen.
Thank you.
It's amazing.
Thank you. I've learned the best.
I'm going to have to see this.
Yeah, well, if you want to see my walk, check out LATalkRadio.com. You can hear my voice there. But if you want to see my walk, you know what? YouTube me. You can see me from America's Next Top Model when I was on with Tyra Banks. I didn't do my walk there because then they all would have been fired.
Uh-huh.
But
it's the best
one. It would have been America's Next Top Model with Matt. Clearly. Who's Tyra anyway? No. So on that note, let's get back to what we're here to talk about, which is Stone Hall. Now, I want to talk about now, how did you two meet?
Sybil. Well, back in the day, when I was putting together Backstreet Boys, I met Phoenix.
That simple.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for a good story.
And what a bad interviewer. Listen, I might not interview me. I'm like, when I did this, I did that. Okay, next.
We actually met. She was she managed actors and actresses in Florida, and she specialized in young talent. And I was on a television show on Nickelodeon at the time. And she wanted
called
to...
Welcome Freshman.
Oh, God, did you say that?
YouTube that.
Anyway, no, please don't. And, you know, her daughter at the time was, what, she's seven, six or seven?
Not born yet.
And she, you know, she noticed that there was a lack of... you know, pop groups in the marketplace, and she started, one of her clients was a kid named AJ McLean, and she said, I want to put together a boy group around him. He was an amazing dancer, and she did, and that's how we met.
And there
we've
you
been working together ever
and
since.
And ever since. We can fill up a studio with all of their babies. So you have such a great body for so many babies.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's amazing.
So while we're here, because we're going to introduce East West in just a minute or two, but while we still have Gabe Lopez here and Michael
Angelo.
M-A-N-G-L.
G-Lo.
There you go, G-Lo. Speaking of Lopez's, we got to wish a happy birthday to Yvette Lopez.
Yes.
Little Miss Playboy Bunny, who was on my show the other week.
And should we do a shout out to Herman?
Herman. You know what? Thank you, Herman, for being so kind. Go to Opera, everyone, and ask for Herman.
Everybody. Just say Herman. You told me you put me on the list.
Right. Herman is the guy at the door. He's the nicest man God ever created. He will open up those velvet ropes for you and be like coming to America and throw roses at your feet. Nicest guy. God bless him. Herman, we love you. right, Simone?
Yeah, just ask for Herman. Everybody asks for Herman.
And if that doesn't work, just say you're the owner of the radio company.
That works.
That worked. But Gabe, I know we were just talking about some charities, because you know on To The Max we always talk about charities.
Yeah.
So tell me about the charity that you want
to
drop.
My favorite one is Shakespeare Festival LA. When I used to have a day job before I was lucky enough to be signed to Phoenix and Sybil, I worked for Shakespeare Festival LA, and it's a nonprofit theater company in Los Angeles. They have some amazing youth programs, and one of my brainchilds it's called Play On, and it's a youth and recording arts and music and songwriting program. And check it out.
Do you know their website?
I do. It's ShakespeareFestivalLA.org. And the White House has totally recommended the program to be replicated.
And y'all can go to MaxStudio.com after the show, and you can check it out.
Sweet.
I'll be on there. So, you guys, what's next for you, Gabe?
Next is working on more songs for Kelly Crossley. I was just telling her, she's right behind me, I was telling her that I have a new song for her to do. Mike and I have been writing a ton for the other groups.
East West Boys.
Signed to Stonehall.
Great. And, we did a song the other night that's bananas.
And other acts as well. I mean, you guys have got cuts coming out on, I mean, you know, obviously you write for our Stonehall acts, but you write for outside acts as well. And you
definitely. I just did a song for David Archuleta. And then
there you go.
There's songs. There's a group called the Velvet Angels. I'm friends with a guy named Damon Sharp, and some big songwriter. He did that J Lo song, "Love Don't Cost a Thing." He wrote that, and then so he got a group signed, Velvet Angels, to Island Def Jam. So there's just a bunch of different
bunch
groups.
Of stuff.
Lots of stuff.
Love don't cost a thing.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Right. J-Lo.
Another Lopez.
Right.
Wow.
Sure. Right. But cool. So you guys are just doing your thing. And so we got East West coming up onto the Max.
Oh, yeah.
And you guys, I want to thank you, Gabe Lopez and Michelangelo, for
coming
out to the Max.
No problem. Thank you.
And we'll have the Stonehall family on again.
I can't wait.
Bobby Sue. But so definitely, guys, it's been a pleasure to have you on the show. And
thank you.
Keep up your good work. And if you want to check out Gabe, you can go purchase his CD. Where can they get your CD, Gabe?
Amazon.com, CD Baby, mom and pop stores, iTunes. It's a big seller, especially in the UK.
You can go right to his website, and the songs are 99 cents. Why waste time and gas? Buy them online. I mean, really.
Right. Awesome. Thank you.
Cool. Well, I want to thank you guys so much. And we're going to introduce East and West in just a couple seconds, because we got to rearrange this studio. So I walked in, and Sam was like, "Hi, Max." I'm like, "Hi." I've got 47 people with me, and we're here. So on that note, Gabe, thank you so much.
Thank you, man.
Michelangelo, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we're going to get East West live onto the Max right now. So as they rearrange their chairs, I'm going to tell you all about a fantastic thing to do, which is called personal assistant. Now, you know, everyone thinks that the rich and famous just have personal assistants, but now you can have one too at AskSunday.com. It's a personal assistant used to work only for the rich and famous. Not anymore, says Time Magazine. Now, you have their award-winning personal assistants work for you for free. Get your own personal assistant free for 1 week, accessible 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, by email, phone, and the web. Just click the free trial button below to get started now on AskSunday.com. So everyone, check them out. Why not have a free assistant? Check out the trial, then they're like nothing monthly, and you can have someone do things for you. I know that it would benefit Sybil immensely.
I was like, well, how much do they charge an hour?
You know what? It's not a prostitute, Sybil.
Oh, darn. Okay.
Actually, I'll tell you how much they are, because their price and plans start for the month. They're like nothing. For the month, it's like
$39. For
what?
The month?
For the month. Wait, and it goes up to $135 for the month.
That's what I'm talking about.
And 90 days, actually. It's 90 days gold membership, so it's 3 months. And it's $135.
I'm in. Let's do it.
And it includes 9 requests. Like, you'll check out their website, which is AskSunday.com. So, on that note, we're going to have Sybil. Sybil's going to be the face of AskSunday.com.
I kind of am.
She's going to wear them out. But, all right, y'all. Here we go. We got East and West live.
The East West Boys.
The East West
Tell
Boys.
Tell them. Now, they're going to be coming up right now as I get their mics on. It's my first time at the board. So, before we introduce them, Sybil and Phoenix, how did this happen, this group right here?
Well, you know, we wanted a band. We're launching Varsity Fan Club in the United States right now, and we wanted a band. We've had a lot of success launching bands overseas, and in Europe and in Asia, they love pop music. I mean, for example, Duran Duran, Spice Girls, many big pop acts have launched over there first. So we wanted to have a band to launch over there. So we set out on a nationwide audition, and we settled on these five amazingly talented young guys. These guys have really been through the paces. They've auditioned for us, and they've had to sing, dance, and
cartwheel cook,
all of it.
Now,
all
of the above. Rumor has it, Sybil, that this might turn into a TV show, or is it the process of? What's going on, Sib?
Yeah, it is in the process. We're filming. We filmed a little bit, and then we'll see. We're going to put something together for Sony Japan.
Great. And now, listeners right now, if they want to hear these guys, what's going to happen? How are they going to hear them?
Well, right now, we are just at the beginning stages with them. We are just starting to record, so we're collecting songs, and we are going to start recording in the next... we'll have something to hear in the next couple of months, then we'll have their MySpace up. But you're getting, like, the first look at a brand new band right now. This is, like, the beginning stages. We just put them together, and we're just about to put them into the studio.
And it's their first radio interview.
It's their first everything. Yeah, here we go. Yeah.
All right, so here we go.
Here we go.
East-West boys.
Hey, guys.
You're on To The Max. Yeah. Everyone, introduce yourself, starting with you.
My name is Todd. What's up? I'm Chris.
I'm AJ.
And I'm Ben.
All right, and now, you guys, where are y'all from?
I'm originally from Las Vegas, Sin City, which is not what I do, but it's definitely where I'm from.
Well, let me tell you a little something about Todd. Todd actually auditioned for Varsity Fan Club with us a couple years ago, and although he was amazingly talented, just didn't quite fit in that band, but we always kept him in mind for anything we were doing because we thought he was such a great singer and such a great dancer, and he just he worked out amazing. As you guys will see, it's amazing.
And where are you from?
I'm from San Bernardino, California, about an hour out of L.A.
So am I.
Yeah.
And
where are you from?
I'm born in England and actually raised in Florida.
Where in Florida?
Largo. It's like a little bit west of Tampa.
Yep. We got a lot of listeners in Florida tonight for some reason.
Yeah.
So you guys can call in at 323-203-0815. You can be live on To The Max and talk to everyone. You can talk to me. Yep. You can talk to the East West Boys. You can talk to Sybil. You can talk to Phoenix.
We need friends.
You can even talk to I mean, shit. You can talk to Casey if you want.
Yeah.
Ask the status quo.
So you guys, what is it? I mean, this is your first radio interview of many that are going to happen. Exactly. When I had Varsity on, they were like, oh my god, we can't believe what's going on. And everyone's like, what do we do? It's going to be so crazy. I'm like, and this is just the beginning of insanity. Are you guys ready for it all?
Yes.
We'll find out.
So you're definitely ready?
Yeah, we're all ready, man.
We've been doing this for a long time. And
it's
been a long time coming.
Finally, something, you know, has picked up. And we're just blessed to be working with such great, amazing people.
Mm-hmm. Mommy and Daddy over there.
Exactly.
Mommy and Daddy.
You know what I love is, you know, they're all like, you know, 15 to 19 or 20 years old, but they've been doing it for a long time. I love that.
Right.
It's great.
Now, speaking of, like, how old were you when y'all first started singing?
I know the date that I started singing.
What was the date?
Tuesday, November 28th, 2000.
What time? Yeah.
That was AJ.
7:30.
That was AJ. He would know the date. He would know the date.
The other guys are like, that wasn't me. That was AJ.
Chris and I are brothers. So
yeah, we're brothers. We got brothers.
Reference Chris and AJ. That's why.
Yeah. I was about 13 when I started singing. Yeah, I screamed when I came out of the womb, so that was my first note. I think it was an A.
Was it
an A?
I remember.
I was about 11 or 12.
So you guys, we got like talented youth here who's going to be like the Varsity Fan Club is paving the way for you guys.
Yeah. We love all the success we're seeing.
Uh-huh. So you guys see firsthand what Sybil and Phoenix can produce.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. They're good at what they do.
They are. And when you go and you hit on Varsity Fan Club, like I remember when we were in Tennessee doing the shoot, it was like you guys weren't even that big yet. And you had like 3 or 4 million hits on MySpace. A lot. Now, are you guys in the studio right now recording?
We're supposed to start.
We're starting soon.
We're on ground basis right now, so we're just
all beginning.
Yeah. We are starting the work in process.
We are. Well, we are collecting. You know, the process with all this, we've got to collect songs that that will work for an artist like this. And you know, hit songs. I mean, everything comes down to a hit song. And unless the song is amazing and we feel that it will connect with their audience, then we don't do it. So we sort through hundreds of songs before we find, you know, just one to do. So that's where we're at right now with the East West Boys.
So you feel like you're finding some songs?
We are. We're finding some great ones.
Mr. Picky.
Amazing songs.
Now, are you guys ready? Like, once this all starts and once you start recording and everything, are y'all ready to go on the famous tour?
Oh, yeah. We've been waiting on that for a while. Yes.
That's the trick question. Who's not ready to go on tour?
Oh, please, no. No,
I don't want to.
Not Phoenix. Because he went with Varsity when they first started on Horn. He's like, okay, enough, guys.
Well, no, here's the thing. Manager. What she's referring to is anytime I have a band go out for the first time, I like to go for the first couple of weeks or a month just to make sure that everything is going the way it's supposed to. They know what's happening. It's all locked in. So I did. I just came off the road of 3 weeks ago with Varsity Fan Club, and they were doing a great job. But you know, a different city every day is not my idea of a good time. And I've got to be back here to actually run these companies and get
hold down the fort.
You know,
yeah. So.
The Mansion du Phoenix. That we weren't granted access to tonight, Sybil. How do you feel about that?
We got in.
We got in. She jumped the fence. Got past the pit bulls. The Dobermans.
The dinosaurs.
But, yeah, exactly.
Just coming out.
So, so you guys, you know, you're going to be like the next thing. Phoenix and Sybil, it's funny because when I was with them in Tennessee, they were like, Where's he, man? And they were like so excited, and now they're like so excited. They're like, East West. And they're like so excited to have you guys. You know, you know what? You're all part of the same, you know.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
There's no competition when you're all brilliant, right?
Right. Exactly. No, it's all good.
So, you guys getting ready to do your thing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
And
of course.
All right. Casey's officially leaving.
So if you're trying to call him, you're a little late.
Yeah,
I know. I'm myself, just passing through.
Right. Casey's number is 917.
And commercial.
626.
You're not gonna have any cars left.
All right. So.
Bye.
There goes Casey out the door. One less person in this sardine can. But so guys, do you have, like, who inspired you to sing? That's what I want to know.
My goodness.
Who's so many artists.
You know what? Just to clarify, when you speak, because, like, I am looking at y'all and this ain't the view. Say your name and, you know.
This is good. You're learning on the spot here. He's teaching.
Like, all right.
I like it.
It's a little ironic for me because we're in a boy band right now. Mm-hmm. I'm AJ, by the way. Forgot.
It's all right.
It's a little ironic because we're in a boy band, but NSYNC and Backstreet were the first musical groups to actually inspire me. So I'm following their path.
The path. Mm-hmm.
I just say just all the, like Michael Jackson, just people like that. Just, right, that's so Michael many Jackson names. Everybody. I don't know, there's so many names I can't even think of. I don't know. Michael
What's Jackson. Your name?
Oh, Chris.
It's all good.
My name's Ben, so I'll say that first. Actually, yeah, I have to agree with Chris. My starting influence was definitely Michael Jackson, and that's when I really got into music, and I heard the NSYNC, and I still, NSYNC and Backstreet Boys, I play their music in my car still, to this day, but now it's, you know, like...
I'm great. Playing New Kids on the Block in my car. They're back on tour.
We're going old school.
So it just shows you that boy bands never go out of style, no matter how old and drugged out you are.
They're always there.
Hanging tough. Tough enough.
Little did they know when they wrote that. They would still be singing about it.
And now, who inspired you?
Oh, this is Todd speaking, by the way. And I actually, I started back, since I was from the Vegas, I got a lot of the, like, Rat Pack influence thrown on me. And that kind of got me into the singing aspect. And then when... Little Backstreet and NSYNC rolled around. That's
who in the Rat Pack inspired you? What do you like about the Rat Pack?
I love.
Thank you, Phoenix, for taking over my show.
I didn't even ask.
I'm curious. I like the Rat Pack.
I love them. I loved their stage performance. Sammy Davis Jr. and Dean Martin is really my two big inspirations. I mean, everyone's always loving Frank Sinatra with God bless him. He's an amazing artist. But I was always more the Sammy Davis Jr. fan, and going listening to his songs and the way he crooned, and so I really started off on that route. And then when the pop came and blew up, I was like, hey, I kind of got to jump on this little bandwagon and try to see what I can do with that. and then you know, trying to dance hip hop to Rat Pack doesn't really go too well. You know, you can snap your fingers and tap your toes.
Well, but, what about the Candyman?
Let me break into a little soft shoe.
You can hip hop the Candyman.
I just did soft shoe right for you. So, that's kind of where I started. And then, every day I get a new influence and a new artist that kind of sparks my ear. And that leads right into
my next question, y'all. If you could sing with anybody tomorrow morning, who would it be? besides the group that you're in, duet wise. Let's say duet wise.
Hi, my name's Ben.
It's great.
Are we still doing this for a
while? We are.
Okay, cool.
I know it sounds weird, but you have to do
it. But you know what? It's radio.
Yeah,
that's
fine. I would have to sing with Justin Timberlake. He's just amazing. So I would, if I woke up in the morning and saw him, I would like sing with him straight away because he's so cool. He's amazing, amazing singer. So
this is AJ. I remembered. I just got into this guy. If I could sing with anyone, it'd be D'Angelo.
Okay.
I really love
D'Angelo.
Yeah.
People made babies to D'Angelo.
I already had some album coming out.
We don't know.
I can't wait.
Yeah, me and my brother are really R&B based. Like, we love listening to R&B. So if I could do anything, I'd probably do it with Joe. He's one of my favorite singers, and I've been listening to him for years, so yes, I have to do it with Joe.
And this is Todd speaking for all you listeners out there from Florida. And I would love to do something with Jason Mraz. I am a huge fan of him. Definitely. He is amazing. Like, love his lyrics. He comes up with the rhythms, the melodies, everything about that guy. Complete package. I would be honored. So, Jason, I know you're listening.
Call in. 323-203-0815. Call in.
Right now.
Right here, right now. But I'm not taking your calls. But I am if you call. I just had to decline a couple people. No, because like I don't want to talk to anybody right now.
I do.
Except for like who's in the studio. It's like one big family here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to be interfered by the public. On that note, call in. 203. I forgot my number here. 323-203-0815 on LA Talk Radio. Now, you guys, all these shows go into archives, so if you missed tonight or you're hearing it right now and you're like, shit, I want to hear the rest of this show, go to latalkradio.com.
You can listen to us every day.
You can. And if you have an iPhone, you could stream this off your iPhone.
Ooh.
So hit it up, and if you missed any part of this interview or any part of this show tonight, and tonight is October 12th, 2008. It's 8:31 here in L.A., so, you guys, check out latalkradio.com. Don't only listen to my show, even though it's a great show. We got so many fantastic shows on LA Talk Radio. Check them all out. Download them. Do your thing with LA Talk Radio. Make love to LA Talk Radio. So, on that note, you guys, you ready for the future?
We're definitely ready, man.
You ready? Ready?
Working really hard.
Really ready.
Ready for the Stonehall Boot Camp.
Now, what's that boot camp entitled?
You name it. I mean, these guys will be, in the studio recording. They will be, dancing together. Really, with a group like this, you've got to have them work together a lot so that, the blending of their harmonies really works well together. Just the way they move and their formations on stage. You've got to have a sixth sense about you when you're on stage in a group like this. So those are things you really got to work out. And then we've got all the PR training, which we've done none yet. So that's why you had to school them a little bit and say, hey, this is who I am. And
that's what's going on. It's what it is. Y'all been schooled at the mags.
All right.
Well, you know what? We're going to move on because we got like all your babies here tonight. Sybil.
That's right, we do.
Sybil. All your babies. So, you guys, I want to thank you so much for being on To The Max.
Thank you.
And,
thank you very much.
Y'all, these are the East West Boys.
Yes.
And get ready for them to take over your radio raves.
Radio.
It's been like such a long week with Sybil.
I'm just getting a little nervous.
Y'all don't understand. I'm so tired. Sybil has warm. If that's boot camp and Sybil's in charge, y'all got a lot of stuff to deal with. I just had lunch with her today and I'm exhausted.
That was so much fun though.
Oh my god, the worst lunch ever.
Ever.
We won't say where. Abby. But
they didn't mean to.
No, there was like just a mess.
Just if you go to Abby, do ask for Casey though.
Yes.
He's amazing.
It was wonderful. Great experience.
It was a great experience.
So you guys, thank you so much. Yeah. And when your MySpace comes out, we're gonna have you back on the show so that everyone can go on there, listen to your music, and rock it. So
nice.
You guys, East West Boys, thank you so much for being on To The Max on LA Talk Radio.
Thanks, sir.
And coming up, we've got Kelly, who's drinking Vita Water right now.
Yeah.
She's going to tell you her favorite flavor in just a minute. So, on that note, guys, thank you so much. Have a great night. And we will talk to you when we talk to you next, which is when your MySpace will be out. All right, guys. Good night. So, Sybil.
Hi, yes.
Sybil.
Hello,
Sybil.
Max.
Should we talk about Fred Segal real quick?
Why don't we?
Like, is it one of your favorite stores?
It really is. I love Fred Segal.
So, check out fredsegal.com. There you go.
Okay.
that was like your answer. That's how she answers things. Also, you guys, I got to tell you about so much stuff, and I want to tell you real quick. Like, I like t-shirts, and I like stupid t-shirts, so look at israelitee.com. One of my favorite ones is I love matzah and 100% kosher, because I'm not even Jewish. And I guess I'm half somewhere down the line. I mean, shit. Why not? If I can have a bar mitzvah and get presents, I'm Jewish. So check out their website, and I want to just drop you another website. You know, I was in Oprah magazine for a great watch. The watch is Philip Stein watch. It's one of my favorite watches. Check out philipstein.com. Feel it. It's a great watch. That's their tagline, feel it. And you can see how great the watch is. You can wear the watch. You can email me at max@maxtucci.com. And let me know if you have the watch, if you don't want the watch, if you want the watch, what you've heard about the watch, what the truth is about the watch, because it's one of my favorite watches. And you can go to Neiman Marcus to buy one, or you can go right online to philipstein.com. It's got the Tesla theory, so Google them, figure it out, love it, wear it. And thank you, Philip Stein, for putting me in Oprah with you guys. So on that note, I need another watch. basically, that's what I'm just talking about. I'm just talking about you guys because I need a watch. And I like the gold one. Can we move up from stainless steel? I'm busting my ass for y'all on my radio show. Free advertisement. I just sound like Bill Clinton. Didn't I? Free advertisement.
You kind of did.
Speaking of Bill Clinton, everybody, please vote. I don't care if you go and you write in like Mother Teresa and she's dead. Just go and vote. Do your thing. You know how I always talk about it on To The Max. Vote. I mean, shit, vote for Sybil Hall.
That's right. I need the votes.
Just vote for Sybil. When you guys go, write in Sybil Hall.
That's right.
You know what? And Sybil Hall.
I'll probably win.
You definitely have my vote.
I probably would.
So on that note, here we are, everybody. Thank you, Philip Stein. Love you guys over there. And, speaking of, you know, the watch started because Oprah had it on her show. But the reason why Oprah had it on her show, and I'm going somewhere with this, I promise, is that Madonna gave it to her. And my next guest, who is here tonight, is Kelly. And Kelly, when I heard her CD, when I heard her song in
Phoenix, Hostage, yeah.
Yeah, Hostage. We're going to play it here tonight. I was like, wow, this is really cool. She sounds really similar to Madonna. And so on that note, I'm going to bring her right in. I'm going to put her mic up so y'all could say hello to Kelly. You're live on To The Max.
Hey, everyone. It's Kelly.
So you can check out Kelly's website. Tell everyone where they can see you.
Go to www.myspace.com/Kelly Crossley.
And there you go. You can also, after the show, go to maxtucci.com. And you can also always go to latalkradio.com, and you can see the recaps of what we're talking about on To The Max. So, Kelly, how did you get involved in the music industry?
Well, I was in a group back in Las Vegas, and I never sang before. And then all of a sudden, I got my first little, like, 30-second solo singing, and I was like, wow, I'm a good singer. And so all of a sudden, I started singing, and I knew since I was little that I wanted to be a star. And I was in pageants and stuff, but then I moved out here to California and met Phoenix and Sybil through one of the guys in Varsity Fan Club, and they were looking for a new solo girl artist, and they found moi, and I sang for them, and this is how I got here.
Yeah, so let me tell you a little bit about that. It was kind of amazing. I mean,
and everyone, that's Phoenix. It's not Max. Why don't you say your name first? Who's this?
We actually were looking for an artist, an artist like a Madonna, like a Britney, you know, a female artist that was strong, that could dance very well, had a great voice, could, you know, sing to dancey kind of tracks. And we were in the process of signing another girl that one of our colleagues brought to us, and she was really good, but there was just something that was kind of going sideways in the deal. And one of the guys in Varsity Fan Club, actually Jake Purdy, said, well, you know, I've got this girl that I know from Vegas, and she's amazing. And I thought, my God, if I had a nickel for every time somebody says they've got somebody that's amazing, I'd be richer than I am. And
we're rich.
We are, baby.
That was for you. I set you up there. So anyway, so then she comes in the studio the next day, and she says, "Yo, I'm going to sing Christina Aguilera's Fighter for you." And I thought, you know, she walks in, and she's a beautiful girl, and I thought, oh, you just sunk yourself, because you're never going to be able to hit those notes Christina hits, you know.
And what did you say to him?
Yeah, right. Actually, I didn't say anything to him. I just was like, just said, okay, I'm singing Fighter by Christina Aguilera.
And that was
then
it.
And
started. You know what, Sam? If we can get Kelly's song on, because I want y'all to hear the voice into the max. So we're going to figure it out, because it's my first time here in L.A. in the studio.
Yeah, and this song you're going to hear, Hostage, it's Kelly Crosley, and it was written by Gabe Lopez and Michelangelo. And two of our writers who were on earlier.
And which are amazing.
Yeah, yeah, so we're super excited about that.
Yeah, no. So now,
and this one over here, let me tell you, she dances her ass off, too. I mean, how long have you been dancing, Kelly?
Since I was three.
Since you were three?
Yes.
You're like, before I walked, I danced.
I did. I did.
Well, weren't you like Miss Teen? Like,
yeah, no. I was Miss Teen Nevada, USA. Yay, that's awesome. So I've been dancing forever, and it's one of my big passions, and now singing is another.
Now tell me about Hostage.
Hostage is an amazing feel-good dance song. Definitely, I was actually jamming out to it on my way here. It's something that everybody likes, from my three-year-old niece, she knows every single word to the song, to my grandma.
And who wrote the song?
Gabe Lopez and Michelangelo, so it's amazing. You just have to hear it.
And you know what? Why don't you set it up? Tell everyone you're listening to Hostage on To The Max on LA Talk Radio.
You guys are listening to Hostage right here on Live To The Max.
So Kelly is a hostage to you, baby.
Sure am.
So everyone who just heard that song, if you want to be taken hostage by Kelly, call us at 323-203-015. She's here to take your calls if she wants to. Do you want to take calls?
Of course.
All right. So
if you'll answer the phone.
We'll answer. We'll definitely answer. Because, you know, the thing is, like, I'm so limited on time that I'm like, I want to get all my guests in before I get all my listeners in. And I'm sorry, listeners. I love you all. You know that.
He does.
I love you all. I want to make love to all of you.
I love you all.
In a big field with a blanket and a barbecue. Right, Simo?
That's right.
So, we have 5 minutes to go, so call in, and what I want to talk about is what's next for you, Miss Kelly?
Well, we're just trying to find a record deal right now, and...
And we got a call.
Awesome. Who is it?
See, I don't know.
It's a record company.
Hello, caller.
I'm signing you now.
Hello, you're live on To The Max. Who's this?
Hello?
Hi, can you do me a favor and just lower your radio behind you, because we're getting a little bit of reverb.
Okay, I'm Kelly's sister from Las Vegas.
Well, there you go, oh Kelly's sister from Las Vegas.
Hi, hi, sister.
Hi, sister.
What are you doing?
We're just all sitting on the computer listening to you. We're so proud of you, and we miss you.
Oh, I miss you guys, too.
How excited is it to have your sister on a radio show right now and have you guys listening?
We posted bulletins on MySpace, and we called all our family and friends. We're totally excited.
Well, great. Well, you know what? Thank you so much for calling in. Your sister's so happy. You just see the smile on her face. But I'm going to say...
I'm very proud of her.
Thanks, sister.
All right. And we got...
love you. Love you, too. Call later.
All right. We got another caller, so I'm going to grab this call real quick. Caller, hi. You're live on To The Max. Who's this?
This is Derek from Florida.
So what's going on, Derek? So have you heard Kelly's song, Hostage?
I have. I had an all-stars song, Play Me Like a Record, which I'm obsessed with.
Ooh, are you?
I am.
Awesome.
I also talk to MySpace all the time, and we have a lot of stuff in common. We need to hang out.
Oh, really?
And the G-Wagon.
Oh, yes.
I've been thinking about going to buy one tomorrow.
Oh, can you buy me one, too?
Well, let's hope my dad isn't listening, and maybe.
Ooh, nice.
Kelly just got a shirt.
I'll be down here in L.A., and I'll be waiting for you, Derek.
I sing, too. Where's my G-Wagon? So,
pushing out. Maybe we can do two.
Okay, two is good, and I like pink interior, too.
What would your favorite car be?
Now you're pushing it. Now you're pushing it.
No, I really want a black G-Wagon on black rims with hot pink interior.
So, Derek, perform.
Bring it on, babe. Bring it on.
What's in it for me?
Oh, well...
You can blast her music in the car.
Yeah. Well, can I get a private session of you singing?
Yeah, sure. I'll serenade you with my voice.
Sounds great.
All right.
Awesome. Thanks for calling.
Well, thank you so much for calling. And listen, that G-Wagon you can send right here to the studios at LA Talk Radio. So, thanks so much for calling. Have a great night. And thanks for calling. All right. Well,
okay,
look, hello. You just got a G-Wagon.
Yes.
Shit.
Score.
All right.
I wish I could sing like that.
Right. Sybil, you got boobies for that.
That's true. Yeah, something I
y'all missing
that.
It. Sybil's so hot.
You got plenty, don't you worry.
So, but no, Kelly, so you just got a G-Wagon.
Yes, that's amazing.
And if anyone wants to call in and give her anything else, we're taking calls. Email me at max@maxsuji.com, and I'll get it out to Kelly, whatever else you want to give her.
I'm open for anything, guys.
Diamonds.
Bring it on.
Diamonds and G-Wagons. The girl's very simple.
Yeah, very simple. You know.
So are you excited for what's next?
I'm very excited, and I'm ready because it's overdue. So.
It's your destiny.
Yeah.
It's your fate.
Definitely.
Can't fight fate.
And they need another girl solo artist.
They do.
You know, everybody else is old.
They don't need another one. They just need Kelly Cross.
Oh, they need me, definitely.
Only you.
Only me.
All right. Well, so are you ready to go? I like the other guys. You guys ready? Are you ready to go on tour? And
oh yeah, I'm really ready. I want a big tour bus.
And it's gonna be pink and black.
Yeah, it's pink and black. You know,
the G Wagon tour bus. Yeah, right?
Stretched.
The stretched G Wagon.
Well, why not?
Yeah. So I'm really excited. I'm ready.
All right. Well, you know what, guys? Kelly, thank you so much for coming on To The Max.
Thank you for
having
me.
It's been a pleasure to have you, Sybil.
Thank
Phoenix,
you,
East West
you,
Boys, Gabe, Michelangelo, Casey are out there driving right now, listening on your iPod. Thank you so much, guys, for listening to The Max live on LA Talk Radio. I'm here in LA this week. Next week, I'll be in Florida. So tune in to The Max. And guys, like I say in every show, take life to the max. We're out. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
listening to the Max.
To the Max.
Only on LA Talk Radio.